The Federal Communications Commission hit a major snag last week during an IT systems upgrade. It could have blown up into another failed federal tech project, but the FCC turned it around. In his weekly feature, Inside the Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller writes about how the agency did it, and he joins us now with the scoop. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Emily.
So, Jason, first of all, what was the FCC trying to do?
Well, they were moving servers and they're moving applications from basically on-premise to an external cloud. And this is something agencies do often, but this was a huge lift. Basically 200 servers, 400 applications, and they're putting it not just in a government data center, but in a commercial cloud. So it's a bigger deal because it's not a lift and shift, as they call it, but it's a major transformation. And this was happening. This has been something that's been in the works for 6, 8, 10 weeks. And it all came to a head just last week when they said, okay, we're going to have to unplug, basically turn off these applications and turn them back on. And when they tried to do that, it didn't quite work.
What went wrong?
So that's a little unclear because the sources that I was speaking with wanted to kind of keep it at a very high level. But basically, they were moving it into a data center that was run by IBM, and the wires got messed up. So they're supposed to plug, you know, wire A into wire B and wire B into wire C, so to speak, or port A into port, you know, wire A. And long story short is they all got crisscrossed. It was hundreds or even thousands of wires, and they had to rehook them up. Now, I'm simplifying it, obviously. It's a lot more complicated than you know, wire A into port A.
But already it sounds like a mess.
Exactly. And when you're talking about 400 applications, 200 servers, that's a lot of wiring. It's a lot of things to get right, and it just didn't go right. So long story short, Emily, is FCC and its team of contractors, and let's be clear here, this was a team effort. The sources I've spoken with were very clear, and the emails I've received from sources inside the FCC said that this was not done just by one or two people or done by a group of people, but this was both contractor and government employees working together. They worked in some cases for 50 straight hours. You know, some people slept on the server room floor, I've heard, to get this right, because this is like the lifeblood of some of the FCC's main applications that were taken offline, and people then were waiting to use those applications and couldn't use them. And there was no, for instance, like we saw with OPM, no paper process they could replace it with. They had to get it right. And in the end, they did. Now, it took a few days longer, but you know, listen, many times in the government, they hit a snag like this and things kind of go into a whirlpool and things go to the bottom of the ocean.
Well, you're right, Jason, because as you talk, the details that you're telling me about are very reminiscent of what happened a couple of years ago when the Health and Human Services Department launched healthcare.gov. And in a very public way, there was that failure that it didn't work right when they said it was going to work, and people camping out for weeks in that situation under a microscope until they fixed it.
Right. And I think that the FCC going into this knew that this was a major, if you will, change. And they were prepared for the challenge. But at the same time, there have been so many projects in the history, and I think healthcare.gov is one, and we can go through so many others that did not persevere, if you will, where nobody goes in saying we're going to be defeated by this. But as things built up, as the challenges grew, things just spiraled out of control. And I think what the FCC was able to do, and I think this is why it's important to talk about this and to write about this, because so often you don't hear about this good news, and you also don't hear that they were able to, as they will, pull defeat, you know, pull their project from the jaws of defeat.
Do you know how they did that? I mean, why did the FCC succeed after a lot of hard work, whereas others, you know, became things that Congress talks about, holds hearings about, and the like?
I think a couple of reasons. Number one, you got to start with their CIO, David Bray. You know, for he gets out a lot. People see him talk often, but he is a very smart, very put together person. He really talks about team. You know, when I've sat down with him, I did an interview with him just about a month and a half ago, and everything was my team, my people. And when he says mine, not like they belong to him, but the group that he is working with make such a difference for him and are so important. I think it starts there. I think then it goes down to the expectations that the FCC sets for its contractors, and then the contractors come in and take responsibility. They're held accountable. And one thing to be clear about this success story, I think, Emily, this happens more often than we know in government. I think that things get rescued, things end up on the good side, but we just don't hear about it. And for the FCC, because they're such an external-facing agency, we knew that, and they were very honest with what was going on. They put out press releases, they put out notices to their customers saying, hey, this application will be down. Hey, this application we expect to be up by Thursday, by Friday, whenever the date was. And I think more agencies, and I would encourage them to call me, of course, or call you, to tell us more about those success stories, because I think part of the reason why federal IT has such a bad rap is because people don't come out and say, hey, we had this problem and we fixed it and we're even better now.
Yeah, you have to make yourself vulnerable in a certain public way in order to acknowledge that, yes, you make mistakes, but then you're able to bounce back from it. And that's sort of that ability to take calculated risks that you hear a lot of people in government saying that they want to do, but that they, for whatever reason, cannot do right now or don't feel comfortable doing right now.
And let me just jump in. One thing about taking those calculated risks is you have to have that top cover. And I think what the people at FCC are doing, whether it's David Bray or the chairman or the commissioners, they're giving that top cover to say, hey, if things mess up, we will have your back. And I think that we have not seen that enough in government.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. And Jason, just very briefly, remind people, if they've got tips like this, how should they reach you?
Well, two best ways, I guess. Email, of course, jmiller@federalnewsradio.com. And, of course, you could always find me on Twitter @jmillerwfed.
Thanks, Jason.
Always a pleasure.